USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Justice Department releasing a report on the FBI and the Department of Justice's Hillary Clinton investigation. Both Republicans and Democrats taking some issue with the findings. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying
the president was briefed on the IG report earlier today, and it reaffirmed the president's suspicions about Comey's conduct and the political bias among some of the members of the FBI.
While FBI Director Christopher Wray saying they didn't find any evidence of political bias, but said he was disappointed with some of the findings. Officials in Germany believe they've thwarted a biological weapon attack. Police arresting a Tunisian man that they believe was working to make ricin. He hasn't been linked to any specific group, and they're not sure who he's targeting. The Justice Department allowing the $85 billion buyout of Time Warner by AT&T. A federal judge saying Tuesday that the deal wasn't legal. The government trying to stop it from happening over price concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The Department of Health and Human Services reportedly planning to build a tent city in Texas for immigrant children. They'll build near El Paso, Texas. Many kids separated from their parents for the time being provided a safe place to stay. People living in New Jersey can now legally bet on sports after the governor signs legislation to allow them to do so. Governor Phil Murphy placing the first wager in the state.
I'm betting $20 on Germany to win the World Cup and $20 on the New Jersey Devils to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Let's go.
A catastrophic tornado causing immense damage in northeastern Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says the EF2 tornado with sustained winds between 111 and 135 miles an hour ripping through Wilkes-Barre Township about 10 o'clock Tuesday night, with folks saying the area now looks like a war zone after the devastating storm. The Kilauea volcano producing 30 billion gallons of lava in the last 6 weeks, and officials say more than 700 homes have been destroyed since eruptions began. The tourism industry taking a major hit, about $450,000 a day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A drone strike by the U.S. military has targeted a leader of the Pakistani Taliban in an Afghan province. We get details from USA Radio's John
Although
Clements.
The Pentagon will not tell us if the drone strike was successful or not, we did receive this confirmation from Lieutenant Colonel Coney Faulkner, who had the information from Army Lieutenant Colonel Martin O'Donnell of U.S. Forces Afghanistan.
U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike in Kunar province, close to the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
It's been 1 year since a gunman opened fire at Republican Congress members practicing for an annual charity baseball game. A look back from USA Radio's Chris
Barnes.
Four
people were shot at that baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. The most seriously wounded was Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who says 1 year later,
had a lot of prayers, a lot of support, a lot of surgeries, but just to know where I was a year ago and where I am now, it shows you just get back in the game and keep battling.
Gunman James Hodgkinson was shot and killed by Capitol Police officers who were on the scene to protect Scalise because he's part of the congressional leadership. Members of the team say had those officers not been there, many people could have been killed.
And San Francisco electing its first African-American woman mayor, London Breed, emerging victorious Wednesday in a narrow defeat over her rival. Breed was the city's supervisor. This is USA Radio News.